Good day, I'm Anjoey James Sawyers with JRS Midday News for Tuesday, December 12. Coming up, government to continue compulsory education for ages 3 to 18 years. Balaclava Health Centre officially reopened, and government remains committed to expansion of BPO sector. The news in detail after this message.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm. Email info@childprotection.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will continue to provide compulsory education for Jamaicans aged 3 to 18 years old. Speaking at the 4th Annual Career Advancement Program CAP graduation and awards ceremony in Montego Bay recently, Mr. Holness said more traditional and non-traditional avenues were being sought to provide education and training for young people.
The Jamaican state must guarantee every single Jamaican citizen the opportunity to access high-quality education from their third birthday to their 18th birthday. And we decided that we would put in place the resources, put in place the institutions to make this happen.
Part of that thrust, the Prime Minister says, is placing more focus on occupational and other non-traditional degrees to train all young people in various pursuits. He adds that half of the island's productivity has been lost in previous years by not training young people in certain skill areas. CAP, he points out, serves to effectively capture youth who would have otherwise been locked out of opportunities. The newly renovated Balaclava Health Centre in St. Elizabeth has been officially reopened with expanded space and amenities. The health centre, which serves more than 15,000 persons who reside in the community and outlying districts, was renovated at a cost of $14 million.
It certainly deserves commendation and recognition. Another successful project, another set of funds that have been well spent and clearly will benefit an entire community. It speaks to the importance of partnership in public health, and I cannot overemphasize the need for us to work together.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton speaking at the reopening of the Balaclava Health Center. Renovations included replacing the timber roof with concrete, reinforcing the foundation to make it structurally sound, and the addition of 400 square feet of office space. In the meantime, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton is showing support for the establishment of private wings at some of the island's public hospitals. This, he says, could serve to fill the gaps or offset costs associated with the provision of universal access to healthcare. Dr. Tufton says the construction of a private wing at the Black River Hospital is a concept being endorsed by the ministry.
As long as those private wings do not impede the regular function of the public health apparatus in terms of universal access, better yet, if it enhances the provision of universal access, then that's really what we're about.
Minister Tufton was speaking at the official launch of the Black River Hospital Foundation in St. Elizabeth recently. And Finance Minister Oldie Shaw has reiterated the government's commitment to expanding the business process outsourcing sector to facilitate increased employment. Noting that the BPO industry currently employs over 26,000 persons, Mr. Shaw says the government is moving to ramp up training initiatives in areas outside of call center operations to attract more private sector companies to the island.
We are ramping up the HARD program to train our people, and it's not just for your very basic data entry work. So we want to diversify the local industry, move up the value chain by going into areas like shared services, legal process outsourcing, computer-aided design, and medical process outsourcing.
Mr. Shaw adds that the government, through the Factories Corporation of Jamaica, has plans to establish several hundred thousand square feet of office space for BPO operations in Nagohit, St. Catherine, and at the site of the old Goodyear factory in Morant Bay, St. Thomas. He was speaking at the recent Outsource to the Caribbean conference in Montego Bay. That was JRS News. I'm Anjoey James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.